The Way of Salvation and of Perfection by St. Alphonsus de Liguori. Part 1, Meditation 23. The Lamb of God Sacrificed for Our Sins. Behold the Lamb of God, thus did the Baptist speak of our blessed Redeemer, who offered his blood and even his life in sacrifice to obtain our pardon and our eternal salvation. Behold him in the hall of Pilate. As an innocent lamb, he permits himself to be scorned, not of wool, but of his sacred flesh, with thorns and scourges. He shall be dumb as a lamb before his shearer, and he shall not open his mouth. He opened not his mouth, nor does he complain, because he desires to suffer himself the punishments due to our sins. May the angels and all creatures bless thee, O Savior of the world, for the great mercy and love which thou hast shown towards us. We have committed sins, and thou didst make satisfaction for them. Behold him, bound like a malefactor, and is surrounded by executioners, conducted to Calvary, there to become the victim of the great sacrifice, by which the work of our redemption is to be accomplished. I was as a meek lamb that is carried to be a victim. Jeremiah 11:19. Whither, O Jesus, did the people conduct thee, loaded with such a cross, after having so cruelly tormented thee? Thou answerest me, they conduct me to death, and I go willingly, because I am going there to save thee, and to prove how great my love is towards thee. And how, O my Savior, I have proved my love towards thee? Thou indeed knowest my injuries and my grievous offenses, and by frequent contempt of thy grace and love. But by thy death is my hope. I am sorry, O thou love of my soul, for having offended thee. I am sorry, and I will love thee with my whole heart. Saint Francis of Assisi, seeing a lamb led to the slaughter, could not refrain from tears, saying, "As this lamb is led to the slaughter, so was my innocent Lord conducted for me to the death of the cross." Since then, O Jesus, thou dost not refuse to go to sacrifice thy life for the love of me, shall I refuse to give my whole self for the love of thee? This thou requirest of me: thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Matthew 22:37. This, and this only, do I desire, to love thee, and to love thee with my whole heart. Thou hast love without any reserve, and so will I love thee. I am sorry for having offended thee, O Lamb of God, and I give thee my whole self. Accept of me, O Jesus, and make me faithful to thy grace. O Mary, Mother of my Redeemer, make me by thy prayers entirely his.